Hare Krishna. Today this morning we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, chapter 5, text number 17. Prahlada, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Jaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayamudiraye. Nashtabrayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtake. Dideya Chandana Vane Jadoyam Kandaka Drumaha Yen Mula Unmula Parashor Vishnor Nalayito Arpagaha. Dideya Chandanavane Jadoyam Gandaga Drumaha Yenmulon Mula Parasho Vishnu Nalayitor Bhagaga Dideya of the demonic family. Chandanavane in the sandalwood forest. Yadaha born. I am this. Kandaka Drumaha thorn tree. Yata of which. Mula of the roots. Unmula in the cutting. Parashoho. Who is like an axe? Vishnoho of Lord Vishnu. Nalayitaha the handle. Arpagaha boy. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. This rascal Prahlada has appeared like a thorn tree in a forest of sandalwood. To cut down sandalwood trees, an axe is needed, and the wood of the thorn tree is very suitable for the handle of such an axe. Lord Vishnu is the axe for cutting down the sandalwood forest of the family of demons, and this Prahlada is the handle for that axe. Purport. Thorn trees generally grow in deserted places, not in sandalwood forest. But the seminal Brahmanas, Sanda and Amarka, compared the dynasty of the Daitya Hiranyakashipu to a sandalwood forest and compared Prahlad Maharaj to a hard, strong thorn tree that could provide the handle of an axe. They compared Lord Vishnu to the axe itself. An axe alone cannot cut a thorn tree. It needs a handle, which may be made of the wood of a thorn tree. Thus, the thorn tree of demonic civilization can be cut to pieces by the axe of Vishnu Bhakti, devotional service to Lord Krishna. Some of the members of the demonic civilization, like Prahlad Maharaja, may become the handle for the axe to assist Lord Vishnu, and thus the entire forest of demonic civilization can be cut to pieces. Thus and the purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Jnana Salagaya Chachurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugangaro Divachalam Bangum Langaya Degirim Yatkripadamagam Mande Sri Gurum Dinadharanam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanyeshwaram Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Dam Surado Bangor Mama Mandama Degadi Masarvasva Badam Bojo Radha Madana Mohano Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Namaha Pankajanabhaya Namaha Pankajamaline Namaha Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajangraye Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna. So we are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam, wonderful session, Prahlad Charita. So this particular chapter is describing how the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. So out of this, the seventh canto is only 15 chapters are there. Out of that, 10 chapter is describing about Prahlad Charita. So we should understand actually how important it is actually for us. Especially we are the followers, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada said, we are followers of Prahlad Maharaj. So it's very, very important actually for us to understand, realize. That is why so much of description is given. Because when Narada Muni was speaking to Yudhishthira Maharaj, Narada Muni was to, you know, summarize it in a short way. But immediately Yudhishthira Maharaj said, no, Maharaj, actually I want to hear in detail about this Prahlad Maharaj Katha. Yesterday we were hearing actually, it is said that even the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so much fond of Prahlad Charitam. He was going and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So he was telling Gadadhara Pandit that I want to hear Prahlad Charitam, I want to hear Dhruva Charitam. It's mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that is about 108 times he heard about this. So yesterday we saw actually these two teachers, they wanted to chastise actually Prahlad Maharaj. What is the fault actually with him? They wanted to teach the politics and economic development and demonic activities, how to be a best demon. But Prahlad Maharaj, from childhood, from the womb of the mother itself, he got actually the spiritual knowledge from his guru, Narada Muni. So it is said actually when the childhood somebody is learning something, it will stay with them. Now suppose we learn some song or some glorification in the childhood, some songs. It is very difficult to buy heart something new, but the old one is just, it is there in the memory. So Prahlad Maharaj, actually his mind was already stuck at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he understood clearly. Shastra and Guru, this morning actually we were hearing Prabhupada's Vani. Prabhupada said actually, those who had faith in Shastra and Guru and follow the instructions in the Shastra, they will be successful in Krishna consciousness. Simply chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Shastra, the Srimad Bhagavatam is provided to us actually just to see these characters, the devotees. And you know, I was thinking actually in all these 10 chapters you can see the name of Hiranyakashipu. So why Hiranyakashipu along with Prahlad Maharaj? Hiranyakashipu is also given importance. Of course we know that in the previous birth he was a gatekeeper of Vishnu. Other than that, actually the author of Srimad Bhagavatam, or the author got instruction from Narada Muni that this Bhagavatam should be useful, practical, should be practical and useful for the human being in the age of Kali Yuga. That is why it is written down. So Prabhupada said actually that time only one daman, that is the greatest daman, that is Hiranyakashipu, was there. He is the inauguration as a daman. But today we have actually so many Hiranyakashipus are there. Very few Prahladas are there, so many Hiranyakashipus are there. So because of Prahlad, it is mentioned in this particular verse, Prahlad Maharaj become the cause of destruction of the demonic dynasty, Hiranyakashipu and others. So these two gurus, they were comparing actually the demonic family is just like a sandalwood in the forest, while this is on the other side. And he says that one thorn tree is born in the sandalwood. So that is also mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, because that is actually the nature of the atheist people or non-devotees. They are thinking that it's a disturbance. You know, the Hare Krishna movement is a disturbance for so many people, even for religious groups. Those who are not following the Shastra, not following any guru discipline succession, for them it is actually a disturbance. They want to attack actually. So much of disturbance, because that is taking out the sense gratification of the conditioned souls. So in the previous one of the purport, Prabhupada has mentioned the natural attraction. Our jiva's natural attraction is towards the lotus feet of Krishna. Unnatural attraction is actually for Maya. Attraction towards Maya. It is unnatural. We came to this actually the unnatural situation. Natural situation is already gone, finished. But here, Prahlad, it is mentioned that he become the handle for the axe. Vishnu, Krishna Bhakti is actually the axe. And it is mentioned, Prabhupada says that one axe cannot cut down the trees. So a handle is required. The strong handle is required. So the strong handle is actually Prahlad. It's mentioned that thorn tree, somebody is making a handle with a thorn tree, it is very, very hard, very strong. So Prahlad actually is a strong devotee of Krishna, strong devotee of Vishnu. So he becomes the cause, just like Krishna wanted to kill 18 million people in the Kurukshetra war. He brought everybody together. And Arjuna became a handle. He became a handle, strong handle for the acts of Krishna. Krishna is killed. He is telling in Bhagavad Gita, you are not doing anything. You are only Nimitta Matra, Arjuna. I am only doing everything here. So that Prahlad actually, because of him, because of his bhakti, for that time it is actually the Smaranam, he is famous for Smaranam. How 24 hours in a day under any circumstances a Smaranam can be done, practically he has shown. So I was thinking, he is a small boy, when his father started attacking him, he could have run away from there. But he was not afraid, because he has strong faith that Krishna will take care of me. Krishna bhakti is more than anything. That strength. So he had a faith, complete faith in it, because he had a faith in his guru who gave this knowledge to him. So he was not at all bothered. And he knew that one day his father actually is not behaving as per the Shastra, or he has not accepted a proper guru. He is showing his whims and powers. So he will be definitely annihilated. He will not be successful. You know that Hiranyakashipu, actually first what he did is went to sacrifice and penance. Tapasya he did it actually. What was his intention of tapasya? I don't want to die. That is what he asked actually Brahmaji. I don't want to die. And somehow he could not get that benediction, so indirectly he took all the chances and he want to remain. He doesn't want to meet the death. So with that confidence, he was thinking that I can conquer anything, anybody. Nobody is going to kill me, nobody is going to touch me. So this is exactly what is happening actually in this material world now. Those who are in Krishna Bhakti, our movement, we can understand that so many challenges are there actually. So many challenges are there. Even everybody is part and parcel of Krishna. Mamai Vamcho Jiva Loge Jiva Pooda Sanadanaha Sarvasya Jagam Vidhi Sanyavishto. Even if the Lord is sitting there, even if they are part and parcel, but still the demonic activity. So they are, against, or any hindrance can be given, first thing they want to do it. Nowadays we know that actually we want to make a temple or we want to do something for the Lord. There are thousands and thousands of formalities are to be gone from the government or whatever. There is no consideration. Is actually that person who is talking also, he is part and parcel of Krishna. He may be believing in it, but still he want to give the trouble actually. He want to become the Hiranyakashipu. No, do this, come back. Even we know that actually we have to pay some, the rishwat and something like that. Then only they will agree with that. Even if for Krishna or even if for devotee, no preference. Actually, if they have come to Krishna consciousness, if the demonic mind is gone, the natural attraction comes. Prabhupada says natural attraction comes when purification takes place. It is contaminated, that purification of, I am this, it belongs to me, I am holding this post, there are so many, so that ahankara comes. When you go to some office, we know that it's, you have to give respect, they don't consider, they have come for Supreme Personality of Godhead, let us help. That mentality is not there. So because this is not known to them, nobody wants to read the Shastra, nobody wants to follow a guru or the disciplined succession. So everybody, 99% of the people, even if they enter into neophyte stage of devotion, still that Hiranyakashipu mentality is there. Questioning, somebody is questioning, the devotees are questioning Krishna. Why it is happening like that? I am doing this, I am doing this. Why he is not coming to me? Why he is not helping me? That mentality is there. So this is because the lack of Krishna consciousness, or the Krishna consciousness or the natural attraction is covered by Hiranyakashipu, demonic mentality. It is to be awakened. That is what we have to learn, how it is awakened. After killing, demonic nature is to be killed. How we can kill actually the in the age of Kali Yuga? It is there. We are very, because of mercy of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he revealed everything very systematically, in simple way he has revealed. So in the Chaitanya Bhagavata, it is mentioned, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was a small boy, he has not started his Sankirtana movement. There are a lot of pastimes. He wanted to go, he was put in a school. So Jagannatha Mishra saw that this boy is taking very seriously the scriptures. He is putting in arguments and his scholar. Then he remembered, actually, my first son, Vishwarupa, actually, he was also like this, but I lost him. So now one day he decided with Sajimada that let us stop this boy to go to school. Because if he goes to school, he will remain as, if he is not going to school, he will remain as a Buddha, and he will not go, you know, as a sannyasi, because when he gets the knowledge only will be there. Then he told, you don't go to school from tomorrow. Why? You know, why, you know, this is enough for you, actually, you know, be a simple Brahmana like me and, you know, do some ritualistic activities and, you know, don't go more than that. Then he agreed, but he started behaving in a different way, Mahaprabhu. Nimai, he was not listening to father, mother, he was going out, coming any time back. Then somebody asked, actually, what happened to you? Some others asked, hey, I am not able to go to school, I want to study. Then somebody convinced Jagannatha Mishra and he started going to school. And Mahaprabhu was showing, actually, his teachings are very clear. He was taking very seriously the scriptures. He was kind, actually, to the other students to explain certain things which they have got doubt. So he was very much concerned. So that time, the situation was, Chaitanya Bhagavata says that time the situation was very bad. Very few Vaishnavas were there. Very few devotional service was going on at that particular time. Nobody knew, actually. Even though, mind you, this Bhagavatam was written 5000 years ago, that time onwards it is there, Prahlad Charita is there. Prahlad Maharaja said, Navavida Bhakti, one has to start, do this, you get yourself saved. And Prahlad Maharaj could have gone back along with Narasimhadeva. He told, let us go. You suffered a lot, my dear boy, come. He said, no, I don't want to come with you. Why? I want to uplift actually this condition soul. These people are suffering in this material world. He is really Vaishnava. He has got compassion. So like that, some Vaishnavas there in the particular time, they were very much concerned. So it is mentioned Mahaprabhu's time. I'll take only just read one or two slogans.
हरे भक्ति शून्य खैला सकल संसार असत्संग सत्पदा बाई नहीं यारा At that time, the entire world was devoid of devotional service to the Lord, and people were engaged simply in materialistic association and activities. This is what was going on. Nobody knew about actually the devotional service. Nanarupe putradire mahotsave kare dehageha vididka aranahi spure. People held various grand festivals for their sons and daughters, and they had no concern for anything other than their bodies and homes. Now also we know actually, you know, why Prabhu you have not come for the last year actually, you know, that is my son's birthday was there. But there was a marriage, especially in South India when you go, Sunday program we keep, sometimes very less people. When we ask next time, tell you, there was a marriage in the village, so we had to go for the marriage. That is important for us, we have to see at their face, you know, afterwards. So, that time also this is petty. The Vaishnavas actually, they were so much worried. We should also see, they are engaged in big program they conduct for the birthday, wedding party, wedding anniversary, so many things are going on. There is no time to come to, because they don't know the seriousness of it actually. Mithya suge deki sarvalogera dara Vaishnavera gana dukkha bhavena andara. The Vaishnavas were all distressed at heart to see the people's attachment to illusory happiness. So this Maya is so much powerful. They were, why these people are suffering? Now also there is a question actually. We can see so many people are suffering. Different types of, including every devotees. There is a lot of sufferings are coming. But they don't go to the proper medicine actually. Okay, how to get rid of this? Going to different doctors and scanning and this and so many things. But the actual thing which they are to do it, they are not doing it. Even if you tell, they will not listen actually. You pray unto the lotus feet of Krishna. Now they are not able to do it. Hena dega paya Krishna nagi gaila radi kadagala giyara punjibe durgadi. These people have not developed attachment for Krishna after attaining this human form of life. How long will they suffer such degradation? Prabhupada says that the cause of all misery is actually forgetful of Krishna. So that is what it is mentioned, Vaishnava Saltani. They have not developed, that is why they are suffering. They have not developed an attachment for Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj in the previous text, he is told actually this guru, their guru, I cannot do anything about it because my mind is sealed towards this lotus feet of Krishna. My attachment will be so strong, nobody can change it. Now we can see some devotees, they never leave Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan, they are attached with Vrindavan. Tell them, you know, we will give this and they will say no. So much attached with the lotus feet of Krishna, they cannot think of living in one day without that. That is a strong attachment. Prahlad said, I cannot do anything about it. Then only they started asking for stake, and by beating, let us see whether we can bring him to our line. So how long they will say, Vaishnavas are thinking that how long they are going to suffer. Punarebe maranam, punarebe jannam, jadare shayanam. They are going to suffer like anything actually. Not only in this life, in the next life, unless until they come to Krishna consciousness and get attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. So they have Yanara Sharira Lagi Deva Kamya Kare Taha Vyatha Vyaya Mithya Sugera Vihari. Their human form of life, which is desired even by the demigods, is being wasted in the pursuit of false happiness. So they are finding actually pity on compassion on these people. They got human form, but they are not trying to get attached with the lotus feet of Krishna. They are going to suffer a lot.
unless until he says that human form, they don't know really the importance of the human form. This human form is not for developing actually Hiranyakashipu's mentality. Become Krishna conscious and kill actually. Kill that mentality. And come to Krishna consciousness. And begin, it is actually says, decided by demigods in the other planets. Swargaloka, they are actually, they are praying actually, we want to come to this Bharatavarsha as human being. So finally they are actually telling, praying to the Supreme Lord. Mahaprabhu is there. Tamara se jiva prabho tumi se rachida ki kaliba mara tumi se sarvapita. O Lord, the living entities are your parts and parcel, and you are their protector and supreme father. Because you are the supreme father, you are the protector, you are to help actually. Give them the intelligence. Bhagavan is telling, dadabhi buddhi yogam dam enamam upayandide. But there should be some effort. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajadam priti purvagam. You should underline actually, bhajadam priti purvagam. Our bhakti, our sadhana, everything should be towards satisfying Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Then only it is useful. So that is why it is so important. Actually, I was going through this Bhagavatam. I'll share with you. Everybody may be knowing. But in the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 19th chapter, there are 4-5 verses. These devas, upadevas, demigods are speaking. They are praying actually to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are concerned about it. They are living there in the heavenly planets. Eda devaki deva gayanti aho amisham kim akari shobanam prasanneesham siduda swayam hari yei janmalaptam nrishu bharata jire mukunda sevanu paigam sprigakinaha. Translation is, since the human form of life is the sublime position for spiritual realization, it is for spiritual realization importance. All the demigods in heaven speak in this way. They started speaking. How wonderful it is for these human beings to have been born in the land of Bharatavarsha. They are looking down and telling how they are so fortunate. How they got actually the chance to become human being in the Bharatavarsha. They must have executed pious acts of austerity in the past, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself must have been pleased with them. There should be some reason. Just like Kaliyanag, actually Kaliya Patni is there asking the Supreme Lord. He is dancing in only Kaliyanag. He is asking what pious activity this Kaliya did in the previous life. He is so demonic. How is the Supreme, your lotus feet is hankering by yogis, bhaktas, everybody hankering for it. That the lotus feet is dancing on the hood of this asura. How is it possible? So they are concluding saying that these people must have done, executed pious acts of austerity. We have to do manana on this particular way, saying that we have just accidentally, we have not taken this human form. Special mercy of the Lord that we got the human form. That also in the Kali Yuga. That also when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is born this time, where Srila Prabhupada came in this time. So there is a special mercy, executed so much austerity and past. Or the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself must have been pleased with them. Definitely, somehow or other they pleased them. That is why they. Otherwise, how could they engage in devotional service in so many ways? Not only one way, somebody chanting, somebody puja, somebody's lot different. Navavida bhakti they are trying to execute actually. How is it possible? We demigods can only aspire to achieve human birth in Bharatavarsha to execute devotional service, but these human beings are already engaged there. They are telling that we only aspire for it actually. I wish. They say, I wish I could have been born in the Bharatavarsha as a human being. I don't want this actually, the heavenly planet and a heavenly sukha and everything. You know, even though they are enjoying, by looking here, they are actually the material happiness, material enjoyment is not real enjoyment. It is only sukha, it is only temporary. When the human being also, when they come to know, then they go for something else. Is there anything else? Further, they are praying, Kim duskare naha krudubi tapo vritai dana dibirva dujayena balguna nayatra narayana pada pankaja smiti pramo pramushta dishendriya shavata. The demigods continue. After performing the very difficult task of executing Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, undergoing austerities, observing vows, and giving charity, we have achieved this position as inhabitants of heavenly planet. So they remember actually, simply they have not come to heavenly planet. They did lot of austerity, lot of yajna. The Shastras, Puranas are telling actually, if you want to go to heavenly planet, you do this. Still some people are fond of it actually. So we did lot of ritualistic activities. And we came to this particular position, inhabitants of heavenly planets. But what is the value of this achievement? What we are going to gain? Can we go back home, back to Godhead? Can we put an end to our birth, death? Because birth, death is there in heavenly planets also. Only the duration is little more. How we are certainly very engaged in material sense gratification, and therefore we can hardly remember the lotus feet of Lord Narayana. Those who are engaged actually in the materialistic activity, they say sense gratification, they cannot remember the lotus feet of Krishna, they cannot remember even Krishna, it is not possible. Now some rich people, if you go and tell him that you come to the temple, you know, Krishna is there, you are part and parcel, you are supposed to do this, he says, no. Once one businessman told actually, I don't have time, 5 minutes you come and have darshan, no. 5 minutes what? If death comes, I don't have time to die. How can I come to a temple? I am so busy about it. Tell me anything else I can do, I cannot come. My time is so important. He says, because they are crying, these demigods are crying. And where we got this chance, you should see, they, demigods are crying for seeing the lotus feet of, remembering lotus feet of Krishna. And they are almost forgotten his lotus feet because they are so busy, so busy. We say that, okay, now I am busy in studies, afterwards I am trying for a job, and afterwards, you know, I get married and I got children, I want a house, and so many things, excuses are coming actually. They don't have time to read Bhagavatam. You tell somebody that you have to read Bhagavatam, they will say, no, I don't have it. Somewhere when I go for preaching, you see, they have a set of Bhagavatam. Ask for one copy. He never ever opened at all. The plastic I have opened. Plastic I opened. Oh, it is there, Prabhu, here actually. Recently, I went to somewhere. And they say, actually, I never knew. I said, there is Bhagavatam there. Oh, I never knew that, you know, that my wife was kept it there actually. This is pitiable situation actually. We should cry for actually, you know, golden opportunity they are misusing. So that is what they are telling actually. This is very, very difficult. We almost forgot about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Kalpayusham stane jayati punabhavat Krishnayusham Bharata Pujayo Varam Chanena Martena Kritam Manaswina Sanyasya Samyadiyatam Badam Hare. They're telling a short life in the land of Bharata Varsha is preferable to a life achieved in Brahmaloka for millions and billions of years, because even if one is elevated to Brahmaloka, he must return to repeated birth and death. Somebody is going to Abrahma Punar Loga Punaravartin Vartina. Maam Upetyata Gaundeya Punarjanmana Vidyari. Bhagavan is telling. So these Upadevadas, demigods are telling actually, what is the use of getting a long life in Brahmaloga? We prefer a short life actually in the Bharata Varsha.
short life, especially in the Kali Yuga. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Iva Kevalam Kalo, Nastyeva, 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 Gadiranyatha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Many times Prabhupada, they are reading actually, he said simply chant Hare Krishna, take Krishna Prasadam and be strict about your sadhana bhakti. I assure you that you will go back home, back to Godhead. So in the short life, somebody come here, although life in Paradavarsha is a lower planetary system, is very short. One who lives there can elevate himself to full Krishna consciousness and achieve the highest perfection. They understood actually by looking at there that people are getting perfection actually. Short life somebody has come. The great personalities, we know that they came here only for short life. They will not remain for more time. Mahaprabhu himself is in 48 after 48 years he disappeared. But there is a chance for becoming Krishna consciousness. And by fully surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna, thus one attains Vaikuntha Loka, where there is neither anxiety nor repeated birth in the material body. Actually, we are preparing all the conditioned souls who are coming to Krishna consciousness, engaging them in the chanting of holy name, and telling about Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, and they are getting actually the happiness of getting attached to Krishna, Krishna's lotus feet. That is possible only here. All the arrangements are here. So one of the best program what is going on actually to our temple now is actually every day we are giving the score. Thousands of people are started chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra on the chanting beats, engaging them. So at least few people will take the mala and they will continue. Those who are Papa Rehita, they will get attracted immediately. So they say that short life in here it is very nice. Bharatavarsha is very nice. Nayatra Vaikundagatha Sutopaga Na Sadavo Bhagavanta Tada Srayaga Nayatra Yajnesha Maha Mahotsava Suresha Logo Binavai Sam Sevadam. An intelligent person does not take interest in a place. Who is intelligent person? Prabhupada said only intelligent person will come to Krishna consciousness. Only they will take Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Such person, he will not take any interest in a place, even the topmost planetary system. I will take you to Brahmaloka. No, I don't want. If the pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities does not flow there, you take me anywhere, but there is no flow of Ganges flow of topic about the Krishna Katha, Krishna Rasayanam. It is not flowing there, I don't want to go there. I want to go to that place only where that is going on. That is what they say. If there are no devotees engaging the service on the banks of such river of piety, or if there are no festivals of Sankirtana Yajna, so to satisfy the Lord, especially since Sankirtana Yajna is recommended in this age. He said the people in the Bharatavarsha who has come to Krishna consciousness, they are intelligent persons, those who are human form. Why? They don't want to go to any place. Oh, I will take you to some place there, some place where. No, we need not go. Prabhupada said, no need of going to anywhere else. He said, I brought the whole spiritual world under this tree. Sit here and look. Whole spiritual world is here. Vrindavan Dham is here. Even Prahlad Maharaj told Hiranyakashipu in one of the verses, Father, you will leave everything and go to Vana. That is Vrindavana. You go to Vrindavana and chant the holy name of Krishna. Then you will be elevated. But Hiranyakashipu mentality, people, they cannot accept it. It is very hot here. It is so much problems are here. You don't go there. When I came to Vrindavan about 14 years ago, I wanted to buy an accommodation. Somebody came and told me that, Prabhu, you be careful. People will kill you. The day you buy the house, second day you will be murdered. That is what is going on in the Vrindavan Dham. Then I said, okay, it is very nice. I came to die only in Vrindavan Dham. So there is no problem. So
Devotee, they don't want to go home in human form of life where there is no sankirtana is not going on. Now when we go other than Vrindavan temple, go to any other ISKCON temple, we will feel uncomfortable by not having a 24 hours kirtan. This is so much actually we attach, we don't know the value of it. When you go somewhere, there is no kirtan is going on, 24 hours kirtan is going on, then you know they are happy, okay. They are protected by the 24 hours kirtan, protected by the holy name chanted. So that is what they are praying.
यद्यत्र नः स्वर्ग सुखावशेषितं सुष्टस्य सूक्तस्य कृतस्य शोभनं तेनाञ्जनाभे स्मृतिमज्जन्मन स्यात् वर्षे हरि यद् भजतां संतनोति. So they are telling, we are now living in the heavenly planets, undoubtedly as a result of our having performed ritualistic ceremonies, pious activities and yajñas, and having studied the Vedas. These are the things we did it, that is why we have come to the heavenly planet. However, our lives here will one day be finished. We know that one day will be finished. We will not continue this. We pray that at that time, if any merit remains from our pious activities, they are praying actually when we are to leave this place, or now also we are ready to leave the place to Bharatavarsha. They are praying that if our ritualistic activities or pious activities we did it, any small amount of pious credit is there in our credit. Some balance is there where we can avail that facility. Our request is, we may again take birth in Bharatavarsha as human beings, able to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. This is our prayer actually. We don't know whether we are eligible or not. My Lord, we did lot of pious activities. I think we have not consumed all. Maybe little small things will be there. But make use of that. We are telling that in consideration of our pious activities, please engage. Please let us go to, we want to go to Bharatavarsha in the human form and do the devotional activities. And the Lord is so kind that He personally comes to the land of Bharatavarsha and expands the good fortune of its people. Because what happened? Most of the incarnations are taking place here. Bhagavan is coming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to Bharatavarsha in the Kali Yuga. These facilities are there. Those who are there in some other country, they cannot get the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. They cannot go to Mayapur. But we can go and we can experience all the things one after another, even though there is no scheduled incarnation in the age of Kali Yuga, Channa Kalau. In the hidden form, Mahaprabhu came as a devotee and executed actually the devotional service, pure devotional service. How to do it? Only what you have to do, where to eat, it is actually available. So that is the greatness of be here in the Bharatavarsha in the human form, especially in Vrindavan Dham, where we got lot of opportunities to finish this Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. That is why Prabhupada is telling actually everyone should go out and preach. Distribute this holy name of Krishna, Bhagavad Dharma to each and everyone. Be compassionate. So that is the importance of actually this katha. This katha is there actually for us to understand actually where we stand and how we can kill the demonic activities engaging in the Krishna Katha, the flow of Krishna Katha. So engage in that, engage others also into that, then you will be happy and perfection will come and we can go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.
we have to advise actually the suffering humanity how they can come out. Only by getting attached with the lotus feet of Krishna, there is no other way. There is no other way. I will do it tomorrow. You are at risk actually. Postpone it, it is at risk. Pray under the lotus feet of Krishna actually. He is Stuti Priya. Krishna is Stuti Priya. Stuti, somebody is glorifying him, he is very much happy about it. So engage by heart, bhava bhakti. With the bhava, we should do the prayer under the lotus feet of Krishna. Then any impossible thing will become possible. Whether it is what type of desire is immaterial. Hare Krishna. Karandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.